This Friday will mark an important moment in the international effort to deal with climate change. It's the day when the Paris Agreement will come into effect. Australia has not yet ratified the agreement to keep global temperature increases below 2 degrees Celsius, but it is expected to do so before the end of the year. But a new report commissioned by the UN Convention on Biological Diversity says that honouring the landmark agreement may be difficult unless certain radical measures are taken, including large-scale intervention into the planet's physical systems or geoengineering, as Matthew Clayfield reports.
It sounds like science fiction. Pouring nutrients into the ocean in order to stimulate algae growth, designing machines to suck carbon dioxide out of the air. Some have even suggested loading naval cannons with tiny particles, known as sulfate aerosols, and firing them into the stratosphere, where they would reflect incoming solar radiation back into outer space. It's all part of what's called geoengineering, and although it comes with plenty of risks, a new report for the UN Convention on Biological Diversity suggests that it might be the only way to effectively tackle climate change. Dr. Philip Williamson from the University of East Anglia was lead author of the report.
This is an assessment of the information in the literature that's out there saying that there's a big problem about climate change, and it would be very nice if we could solve it very quickly, just saying, OK, reduce emissions, that's the way to go. But they've sort of now built into the climate models that negative emissions are the way to get out of the problem. And the question then is, well, sort of, how are we actually going to do it? You can put that into a climate model and just say, OK, now we're going to turn it around, we're going to take these gases out of the atmosphere, but one's got to work out some way of, in reality, doing it. You can have bioenergy crops, you can have carbon capture and storage, you can do this, that and the other, and planted enough forests around the world. That would probably help enormously, but still, you know, what are the other conflicts? And within the climate models, the economics of that is clear enough, but not in terms of the loss of natural capital, not in terms of the environmental costs. Those tensions are still very much there.
Geoengineering is a blanket term. Most techniques can be sorted into one of two groups: those that remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and those that reflect the sun's radiation back into space. The two approaches both have their shortcomings. Professor Stephen Sherwood is director of the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.
I think we know how to spray, you know, haze into the stratosphere. I think that's relatively straightforward. It's not too expensive. It's fraught with all sorts of ethical and legal problems. There's a lot of discussion that has to happen, I think, in terms of international law. It doesn't solve all your problems. It creates some problems. It solves some problems. Removing CO2 is obviously better, but we don't really know how to do it on a large scale, at least not affordably.
Of course, for some people, neither method sounds particularly appealing. Dr. Philip Williamson again.
That is a very natural reaction. And the issue is that from a scientific point of view, saying, well, could it work? Then that's the sort of a scientific question. And then saying, well, actually, do we want this sort of thing? Then we'll say, no, I don't like the sound of that. And whether it's aerosols in the atmosphere or fertilization of the ocean, for some scientists, the technology is itself interesting and challenging. But for other people, because it's technological, they don't like it. Okay, well, if you don't like it, there's no obligation to do those things. But overall, we've got to go to the targets of the Paris Agreement. Well, hey, you know, if we're going to do that, we've really got to turn things around pretty damn quick.
Professor Stephen Sherwood agrees.
Obviously, there's a risk. I guess it's a calculated risk. You know, if you know that not doing anything is going to produce climate changes that are going to be destabilizing and cause harm and possibly push some societies beyond their adaptation limits, there's something you could do which, as far as you know, could ameliorate most of those problems. I think you'd probably have to do it. It's a bit like chemotherapy. That's a terrible thing to go through, but you wouldn't say, well, we don't know what's going to happen, so we're just going to let the cancer take its course. None of these things look very good. It's a lot better if you can just try to prevent the problem in the first place.
That's Professor Stephen Sherwood from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales, ending Matthew Clayfield's report.